My first grandchild was born in the Rotunda, a name that used to make her great-grandmother laugh, alongside signage such as Misery Hill, Leper's Town, and a cemetery called Mount Venus. As I write, at only 3 months old, she's a full year in the world and has reason to smile. There are many faces beaming back at her. The Rotunda itself is well known from a charming television series where the mums-to-be are shown as valiant Amazons and the dads-to-do as lovable Egypts. But the programme can't, of course, bring us the kind stink of the city or the body odours of birthing and breast milk, which are the newborn baby's warm inaugural manger, but the beautiful barber chorus of central Dublin, a meet-and-greet miscellany of car horns, cries and church bells, the pneumatic brakes of trucks, ruckus of starlings, seagulls, and the chanted slogans of a small Saturday demo setting off somewhere, sing like shepherds at the 18th century windowsills. It isn't all carols. Behind the human-assisted reproduction centre, statutory silence still pervades the frozen swan song of the Garden of Remembrance, where martyrdom and the cult of death were sanctified 60 years ago in what may yet become a future Confederate monument. And the hospital's quiet Hanoverian chapel with its mild Anglican must is sealed like a tomb. I have to source the key from a senior staff nurse so that I can sit in its dark woodland and say a short form of churching. Mother well, baby well, thanks be to Christ. She sees in sepia this minuscule female who will someday call me Grandad, and whom I in turn shall invoke as a vocative. Isolt, our Isolt. She has arrived into history, its tramlines and toll booths, at the junction of many streams and sediments. Moore Street, Little Africa, the Parnell Monument, and Chinatown, the traffic island at the Gresham where my schoolboy uncles watched over bicycles for a bob a night during the emergency, and the taxi rank, too, where the Corpo came once, under cover of darkness, to dismantle the statue of Jesus because it annoyed the planners.